Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we have probably one of the most difficult situations or questions that I have received. We have someone who was brought to the United States as a child at 3 years old, is now in his 20s, not a citizen of the United States, and is unsure about his future and how to save moving forward. And then he also sent a budget breakdown, which is not pretty. It's not pretty. So we're going to bring him on and see what's going on. So welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Not much, man. Just living this dream.
Nice, man. Nice. So what's the question or what's the situation? What's going on?
So my situation here is I'm 23 years old. I live in San Diego with my parents. I do pay rent. I have two jobs. And I make around $3,000 a month. My expenses are about $1,900 a month. A dreamer, which means that I have unlawful presence in the United States as I was brought as a child. Mm. But I do have some deferred action from deportation and become eligible for a work permit in the U.S.
Wow, that is a unique situation, man. Wow, geez.
Yeah, so this, it ends like around age 30. And after that, I don't know what's going to happen exactly.
Wait, so explain this to me, because I don't know exactly how this works. So what's the background here? So you were brought to the United States as a child, raised here, and...
Yes, I've been here for about 20 years of my life, but because of that, I don't like to invest in like a 401k or a Roth IRA.
What can you do to legally become a citizen of the United States?
Probably have to marry somebody from the United States and from there go on. But it's a big process either way.
Mm. Man, I mean, that's just a very tough situation to be in all the way around. And, you know, I don't even know where to begin with that, to be honest, because what can you do? I mean, on one hand, if you accumulate, I don't know if you can accumulate any assets here. Maybe could you buy stocks, or is that going to be forfeited? I mean, I see the risk in that. I don't know how likely the United States is to really crack down on all of that. You know, I just think the situation, especially here, is so common that for them to do that on such a large scale, I mean, people would just be up in arms if that were to happen. What are you currently doing?
Well, I work at two different restaurants, and I'm going to school as well.
Good.
But it's just a little tough going to school. We are working two jobs. I work around maybe 7 to 9 shifts a week. And it's crazy, and I'm starting to have some back issues as well. So I don't know exactly what to do from here. Like, I don't want to continue working two jobs. It's crazy. I get tired, and it's crazy.
Yeah. What are you going to school for?
I was thinking business administration, but I changed my major to radiology to take some, like, x-rays or MRIs, something a little bit more stable. Where I can get some stable income and then hopefully from there invest. My goal is to invest in a property within the next 3 years. I do have a high interest savings account with American Express, and I try to send money like every week. And I'm trying to build up my credit. I think I'm like 740 right now.
It's amazing.
So yeah, so I think I'm kind of getting there, but it's a unique situation. I don't know what's going to happen after the age of 30.
So you're still able to then get a social security number,
being in the U.S. I do have a social security number. Yeah, I do.
Okay, but not a citizen.
No, I'm not a citizen. Like, I can't travel outside of the U.S. It's weird because I do have credit cards and everything. I have like 4 credit cards, and I'm still able to get that. And I have a car loan as well.
So what happens? What happens at 30?
After 30, I'm not sure because I don't think I'm able to renew my permit again.
So you really think there's a chance where at 30 years old, you're not going to be able to renew it, And then they say you have to go back to Mexico, I'm guessing.
I don't
Wow.
know, to be honest. That's going to be 7 years away from now. So Trump, if he gets reelected again, he won't be in office. So I don't know if the roles might change.
What's the current rule right now?
So I just renew my permit every 2 years, and it costs like about $500, I think. And then
What's
I just keep
but
on renewing it.
Yeah, but what's the current what currently goes on when people are in your situation and they turn 30? What happens now today?
I haven't heard anything from people in that situation, to be honest.
Okay. 'Cause I think that would give you a pretty good indicator right now if people are turning 30 and they renew it another 30 years, and then I'd feel probably pretty safe. I haven't heard, but then again, I'm not really familiar with the situation. I haven't really heard of people getting kicked out after being here for such a long time.
Right.
You know, what do you want to what do you see yourself? I mean, I almost wouldn't. Yikes. I mean, man, I just it's a tough situation. I don't want to give you the wrong advice. And if anyone's in the comment section who knows more than I do about this, feel free to chime in. And I encourage you to read the comments of whatever people are writing here. I almost, and it's easy for me to say this, but I would almost just live your life and continue moving forward as if you're going to be here the rest of your life. And
Right.
'cause I would hate to see you not utilize these next 7 years to your full potential just because you're afraid of what happens if I leave. And I feel like that is going to set you back further than if you just act as though you will be here the rest of your life and want to make want to settle down and like build a foundation here.
Okay.
I
I see.
again, I don't want to give you wrong advice, but to me, I think that would be probably the more realistic scenarios that you're going to be here a very long time. And at some point, they're going to resolve these issues and all the people up in limbo and all of those situations. Because I think, at least from what I see, it's such a common situation, and so many people are in your shoes. And for them to make a blanket, like everyone needs to leave at this age, and I mean, all of the tens of thousands of people, not to mention the tens of thousands of family members. I mean, everybody. And imagine too, if you have a child here. Here's the thing too, if I'm not telling you to go have children, but I'm just saying, if you have a child here and now you are the parent to a child who is a United States citizen, like they're not going to kick you out. I know we're going into a very gray area here, and I don't want to be political, and I don't want to, you know, because I know people everyone has a viewpoint on this. It's a bad situation. You know, it's a tough one, man. I personally, I don't think anything is going to. I think you'll be here a long time, and that's just my own opinion, not fact, not financial advice. So I would just pursue your life with the intention of staying here, you know, and put down roots and do your thing and go to school and you know, you're working, you know, you're working a lot, man. But I think once you graduate school, can get a more steady paycheck, that is going to relieve a lot of stress. I would think about how can I save as much money as possible. And here's the thing too. You said your expenses are $1,900 a month. What do you I'm pulling up your monthly expenses right now. Okay? Let me go through them. Okay, so you're making three.
Okay.
You're gonna be making more than three when you graduate from school and get a good job. Rent $400 a month. That's fair. Okay? Gym $99 a month. I think that's high for a gym. I would be
It is.
spending $40 a month at 24 Hour Fitness. You can do LA Fitness. You can do Planet Fitness. I would cut back on the gym, to be completely honest with you. I'd get it below $50 a month. So you'll save $50 right there. Monthly expenses, Spotify. Not a huge fan of paying for Spotify. You know, it's up to that. That's one of those charges where I think if you get enough use out of it, fine. I'm gonna let $12 a month, I will let that slide. Car insurance, $120 a month. I would shop around for car insurance because where I think you are going crazy here is $500 a month on a 2017 Chevy Cruze. Why do you need a almost brand new Chevy Cruze that's $500 a month?
So what happened here is when I was 18, I got a 2010 Chevy Camaro. And then I did a trade-in for the Chevy Cruze because I was having issues with the Camaro, and the negative balance on that Camaro rolled over to the Chevy Cruze. And the Chevy Cruze already had some cashback on there, but either way, it wasn't enough for me to have a lower payment.
No, that payment is ridiculous, man. That is such
a... I've been trying to refinance, but I'm on negative numbers, so I would have to put in a down payment in order to have a lower payment.
Here's a thought. Why can you sell the car and just pay out of pocket to get rid of it?
I wish I could, but the car is worth like around maybe $10,000 because they depreciate so much in value, and I still owe like $15,000, so I would do payments on it. And it, for me, it doesn't make sense to do that. I still have to pay like $6,000 out of my own pocket.
Even then, man. I mean, ideally, you should have bought a $4,000 or $5,000 car, get it like an older Toyota Corolla or Honda Civic or something like that, that you just drive into the ground. You know, where your payment's going to be $150 a month. I would almost just recommend still selling the car, coming out of pocket on that, and going and getting some. Because you're paying $500. You could, in 1 year of payments on this, own another car outright in cash. You know, it's man, crazy. It is. I would highly consider getting rid of the car. Even if you have to come out of pocket to sell the car, you're still spending $500 a month on a car that is continuing to go down in value. So I get what you're saying, that you're going to have to come out of pocket to sell it and you're not going to get the true value of the car. But like, man, you could save $4,000 or $5,000 by selling this car over the long term, over a few years, by just going and getting another car that's, you know, a little bit older. But anyway, I mean, that's just something to consider there. You're not saving enough. $140 a month in gas, $240 on food. Food's high. Gym, too. Why do you have two gyms?
So one is a boxing gym, and the other one is a regular, like, 24-hour gym.
The boxing gym is $99?
Yeah.
Okay. Health insurance, $142. That's about right. What's personal hygiene, $100?
Just like haircuts and stuff like that.
Being a hundred, how is $100 a month for a haircut? What sort of haircut do you have?
So I go in very often, like maybe like every week and a half, and they're about $36.
Dude, okay, of anything, that upsets me more than the car. I don't even, my haircuts aren't even $36, man. My haircuts are $31, and I get them every other month. To cut that back.
I work at a fine dining restaurant, and they need me to be looking professional all the time.
Just do a buzz cut. Put it on like the 3 setting and just do a buzz cut.
Yeah, I gotta start doing something different. It does get a little expensive.
You should not be spending $36 that often on haircuts. Good, man. Well, best of luck to you. I really appreciate the call, and definitely keep me posted.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sounds perfect.
Cool. All right. Good luck.
Thank you, man.
All right. You got it. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe button, notification bell. Go ahead and add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, we got a private Discord in the description. Go and add yourself to that. And then finally, when you're in the description, you'll see a Webull link where you can get 2 free stocks when you deposit $100. So if you want 2 free stocks, there you go. Just use the link and you'll get 2 free stocks. So anyway, with that said, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.